donate, and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
Handbasket. We are desperately concerned about the circumstance relating to avian flu. We don't have enough vaccines. We don't have enough police officers. And we're going to debate the next 3 weeks, I'm told, gay marriage, a flag amendment, and God only knows what else. I can't believe the American people can't see through this. We already have a law, the Defense of Marriage Act, where we've all voted, not where I voted and others said, look, marriage is between a man and a woman, and states must respect that. Nobody's violated that law. There's been no challenge to that law. Why do we need a constitutional amendment? Marriage is between a man and a woman. What's the game going on here? And
all right, Wendy, that was Joe Biden when he was senator. And I know it doesn't sound a lot like him, he's changed, but that was him. I've got the whole clip, the video clip there. And that was Joe Biden when he was senator. He's really changed his attitude or his opinions, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, yeah, you're right. It doesn't. He's talking much faster. So, you know, I've seen pictures of him when he was younger as a senator. Looks very different.
Well, yeah, obviously we all do. We all look different when we're younger. I played a clip here of him a while back where this woman is telling him that he had just got elected, had just won as a senator, and she was making the statement that it's good that we have an honest senator. You are honest, right? And he had this smirk on his face. He said, look, he said, it's very expensive to run a race and to be elected senator. It costs a lot of money. And in order to do that, you've got to go to those who have deep pockets. And when you do that, you got to expect that they're going to expect something back from you. And so, in other words,
he was just telling her he wasn't honest.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And he was doing it with a smirk on his face. I remember some years ago back, remember the time it was just before when they had Newt Gingrich put the Contract for America, and they had just elected a new Congress, and there were two Democratic congressmen, and they're gone now, so I'm not going to bring their names out because they still have a lot of families, but they were standing on the steps not knowing that there were a people with mics behind them, and as they walked down after this, and by the way, these two are both lawyers, they were both lawyers, and one of them turned to the other and said, we now have a license to steal, and they were laughing. Because they had just got elected to Congress, they said we now have a license to steal. And so that's amazing. Let me go through some of these lightning rounds with you, and then you can do some commentary. You ready?
Okay.
These clots are often referred to as blood clots, but they are nothing at all like normal clots, and they consist far more than of more than mere blood cells. Unlike normal clots, which are gelatinous, almost jelly-like, these so-called clots contain extremely large, complex, repeating structural elements. But they are clearly being constructed in the blood of the victims who died from these clots. He goes on to say, and I'm looking at these things here. You ought to see there are some ugly, ugly things here. All of these clots were extracted from patients within a few hours of their death. These are not the result of postmortem blood stasis. These are structures found in blood vessels and arteries. They are not congealed blood. We wish to publicly thank Dr. Jane Ruby for connecting us to the embalmer Richard Hirschman, who provided these clots. Without the persistence of Dr. Ruby, you would not be seeing this report by Dr. Ruby. It's frequently featured on the Stu Peter Show and will also be my featured guest. Okay. Oh, this is from InfoWars, this article here. And I'm looking at these things they've taken out of these people. that have died from the kill shots. Boy, I'm going to tell you, they are tough, fibrous.
I read a report of one doctor said that he was looking at some of the stuff under the microscope. He even took some of the serum from the COVID serum, and he said that there were foreign entities. He called it the thing. He said that whatever it was microscopic, and it was quite robotic. But what really freaked him out is it knew it was being watched or looked at, so it had self-awareness.
Yeah, I saw that. They had that film where this little creature tried to climb out of the Petri dish.
And right, yeah. So that's just creepy in itself to have a scientist report that. It's just... no telling what they're injecting into people there. I mean, it's like layers of the onion. You keep hearing about stuff.
Yeah. I'm going to hit you with this one real quick. Vaccine violence. If you want to stop deaths from shootings, ban vaccines, not guns. And in other words, they're talking about the shooting, the shots that are getting... A lot more people are dying from the shots with a needle than they are with a gun. But anyhow, he goes on to say, we must consider banning COVID-19 vaccines that are causing mass casualties and death, because if the rationale based on the tools and devices used to murder mass numbers of innocent humans, then the COVID clot shot jabs certainly need to be the priority. Where's the proof? Well, let us start this off with one of the largest life insurance companies in the country, One America, that just paid out 163% more in 2021 for pandemic-related deaths for working folks ages 18 to 64. That's $6 billion over and above the usual claims. Lincoln National, another insurance monster in the U.S., also reported the same increase in death benefits paid out for group life insurance policies the same year as public records requests reveal. And the elephant in the room, you guessed it, COVID-19 vaccines, a.k.a. clot, shot deaths, jabs, is the shooting of prions into the bodies, not bullets, that is the culprit of all of this genocide. We need to ban the vaccines, not guns. Let's take a closer look at the murders, and then it goes and it really goes into a lot of stats here on that. And a lot of this stuff people will be getting in the newsletters, will be these articles, the ones we set out in the newsletter. They're usually lengthy articles, so, we really don't have time to get into every one of them. But... here you go. That article I told you about. Researchers discovered that COVID-19 vaccines cause type 1 diabetes. Here you go. Vaccine Research Organization found that the experimental shots are linked to type 1 diabetes. This is according to the Benecel Foundation, a grassroots organization created by people with type 1 diabetes, educate others in diabetes and experimental and deadly COVID-19 vaccines. Side effects, especially relating to type 1 diabetes or the possibility that it could cause the disease. Basically, it goes on and gives into detail on how it causes the disease, so on and so forth. But you're not going to hear any of this on NBC, ABC, CBS, or Fox News, are you?
No, and remember I was mentioning the thymus gland? They've known for years the thymus gland has a lot to do with teaching your immune system cells the difference between an infectious invader and your cells. So the thymus...
Are you there?
...or replicate.
Yeah.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you cut out a couple times. Can you hear me?
Oh, I'm sorry. No. Technology, it's just what it is. But the thymus gland can replicate tissues, so it can teach your immune system, okay, this is a lung cell, this is you know, a digestive system cell. These are good. Don't attack this. But then it can also replicate a bacterial cell, and it'll teach the killer T cells, the macrophages, that they should attack that. So they've known for a while euthymus is kind of key to having an immune system, right? And so I started wondering, now, do you know where the thymus is?
No.
Where that is in your... Okay. So the thymus gland is located behind your breastbone, in front of your heart, and between your lungs. So the name of the gland also seems to be kind of a mystery. It was thought to have gotten its name from the ancient Greeks, because thymus was a name for cooking herbs. And the gland has the shape, it looks like a thyme leaf. So some experts feel also that thymus is tied to other immune system glands like tonsils and adenoids. But it was the Greek philosopher, the surgeon Galen, who noticed that the thymus gland changed in size as we age. So it becomes smaller as we grow into adults. People were wondering, well, why does the gland do that? Well, some believe it's due to stress. And normally, you know, the gland in children is quite large. But then after the age of 15, the gland starts to shrink a bit. But when they did autopsies on infants that had died of diphtheria, they noticed the thymus gland had shrunk. So immune cells that become distinctive cells when they're taught by the thymus gland can directly kill infections, can help make antibody cells, and also surveillance immune system cells to kind of, you know, flow around the blood system and keep a check on things. But I wanted to know what the COVID serum had to do. How did it affect your thymus gland? Do you want to take a guess?
I don't even try to guess it.
I wanted to know how these mRNA serums affect the thymus gland, which is key to having a healthy immune system. Well, the National Library of Medicine Center of Biotechnology did a paper. They published this December 2021 on the COVID serum will super inflame your thymus gland, and it's called thymic hyperplasia. Here's what they said, quote, hyperplasia is the thymus showed strong association to the immunologic response to the COVID-19 vaccination. Scans show association to the vaccination occurred in the lymph nodes and also the thymus gland. So they know your thymus gland, and that isn't a good thing. That is not a good thing. Also, there was a study by the Multidisciplinary Digital Publishing Institute that published a work in the Journal of Vaccines October 2021, and they said this, the thymus gland is a main lymphoid organ that regulates the immune system and endocrine systems. Now, endocrine system's important. I'll get to that in a minute. And remember, I just said that. So the thymus gland, they said, generates mature T cells, that's your antibody cells, which contributes to cellular immunity. Inflammation of the thyroid leads to many inflammatory diseases. The inflammation of the thymus gland can be deformed, and if it deforms the gland, it cannot produce effective immune system outcomes. It is recommended then to use thymus-boosting therapies. So they're going to destroy a thymus gland and then sell you a new therapy for it. What do you think of that?
Don't think much of it, but, you know, this is what you expect, and I know that the AMA has taken a real credibility shot, you know. It's not just so many of your institutions, people have lost all their trust in out there today because they have been corrupted. And, you know, Big Pharma is behind so much of this corrupted with its money. And again, yeah. Again, you know, when we talk about pharma, folks, the word pharmakia, where that comes from, it means wizardry. It means wizardry, yeah. or witchcraft, okay? And
well, remember I said it affects your endocrine system?
Uh-huh.
You know, the endocrine system is your reproductive system. This is why it can make people infertile.
You know what? Wendy, there's a 10%, just 10% people are having 10% less children than just a year ago. And what is happening, they're really dropping the fertility rates, especially, well, amongst the young people, the men and the women, becoming more and more infertile.
Well, and, it's already been documented that the COVID serum can really negatively impact the ovaries of the female.
And I know it's had a huge effect with miscarriages, a huge reason for miscarriages.
Well, I spoke to Dr. Anthony Norris back in the 90s, and he coined the phrase artificial infection. That's what a vaccine is. It doesn't really, so when it says, you know, it's going to protect you from disease, it really is going to give you the disease. It seeds the body with disease. So I know people don't like to hear that. And there's been statistical charts that showed that a lot of your children, diseases, diphtheria, whooping cough, all this stuff, it was on a steep decline before 1940, before vaccines were actually being used. There were fewer and fewer cases, and the reason is we had better sanitation. We had refrigeration. We had frozen food. So people had more nutrition year-round at that point. And so the diseases were not as common. You know, people were not getting, because, you know, the horse and cart and things was, you know, replaced with, you know, the motor car. So there was a change. And people don't realize it wasn't the vaccines that actually got rid of those diseases at all.
I know.
And ergo, here we are with what? You just read a report that they have what? They have
diphtheria.
A childhood disease. Diphtheria is on the rise, yeah. And people are, everybody's vaccinated with that. Where is the immunity to that then?
Well, there's another.
You don't really have one. You don't really have one.
There's another article here telling you that the poisonous poke actually causes it. It has a reverse effect as far as on your immune system. It makes you much more vulnerable to get the COVID. Let me see. I had that. I just had that article here a minute ago, which
well,
said,
most even the average flu shot. There've been studies on that too that said that, you know, if you get your flu shot year after year, you're most likely more vulnerable to get the flu. So that's been documented as well. So you're going to be, there's people that have been triple vaccinated and have fallen completely ill with COVID compared to those that have not. You know what I mean? People that didn't get vaccinated with COVID, if you noticed, they may get a little bit of a mild cold or influenza, but it's really not very difficult to get over it, and they test positive for COVID and they get over it just like they would any kind of bug. But it's the people that got vaccinated is the ones that are really struggling.
And you still hear these people running these ads, get your children vaccinated. It's unbelievable. But then again, my people are destroyed. They're destroyed for lack of knowledge. And when he tells you that because you have forgotten my laws, I will forget your children. And that's what's happening to our children in this country today. It's a horrible, horrible thing.
Right.
And I'm going to hit some lightning round things here. First of all, here's one. Fauci's NIAID, I guess that's the National Institution of whatever. Let me see. They've got all of these things. Let me find out. Infectious disease. The National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Disease spent $500,000 to turn monkeys into transgender monkeys. Boy, that's...
Oh,
that's
I read a report from an Italian scientist that this was 10 years ago, 12 years ago, he was able to take heterosexual monkeys and make them homosexual ones through vaccinations.
Well, They'd be registered Democrats then.
Well, I'm just saying this is not new stuff. You know, it's been out there. People just haven't heard it.
Well, that's why we're here. Here she go. Breaking exclusive information uncovered overnight shows Highland Park shooter Bobby Crimmo is tied to socialist, and he's a part of the progressive Antifa and the occult. Now, they tried to say that he was a Trumper, but he is not. It's just the opposite. That's another lie. He was a very anti-Trumper. And so here, there you go. He's a part of the Antifa Progressive Movement.
Mm-hmm.
Sure didn't hear that on NBC, ABC, or CBS, or Fox News, did you?
No.
All right. And here's another one. British whistleblowers reveal horrors that come following trans surgeries. The horrors that come following transgender surgical procedures are now coming to light thanks to British whistleblowers who have stepped forward to share their stories. Now, Newcastle resident Richie Harum is one of the individuals who revealed the dangers of such surgeries. The former male-to-female trans individual went back to living as a man after going under the knife in 2018 to remove his genitals. He said he plans to sue the UK's National Health Service for the irreversible damage the surgery caused him. I wonder what he expected, huh? There's a conveyor belt system going on where they just try to rush through people as quickly as possible because the waiting list is like 5 years in some areas now, Heron told the Times. He added that the system of the NHS rushing gender transition surgeries resulted in having chronic pain, difficulty urinating, and no sex drive. The 35-year-old was initially diagnosed as a transsexual in 2014 during a two-and-a-half-hour appointment with a psychiatrist. This is amazing. Wendy, what profession amongst all the professions has the highest rate of suicide?
Usually doctors and lawyers are in there.
Psychiatrists by far psychiatrists have the highest rate of suicide. Now, Wendy, where do you go, who do you go see if you're suicidal? Who do they send you to?
Well, I send you to a psychiatrist.
That's right. And it's like the blind leading the blind. They're sending you to these people, and they ended up, you know, after hearing about all the reasons people want to commit suicide, they end up doing it to themselves. They've got the highest rate of suicide amongst any profession. And that's not even
sad
close.
But true, huh?
Yeah. And so, with all of the wisdom, if you can read and understand the Word of God, you don't need a psychiatrist, do you?
I think that the Bible is the owner's manual to mankind. You know, your fridge has a manual, but you know this is our manual. So I went through college and I got a degree in psychology, but I want to tell you, you learn more in the Bible than you do from any college like that. So just read the Bible. It's full of wisdom.
Absolutely. And so, and when you talk about the reality, so I mean, when we get into reality, and I've talked to a number of psychologists, and I say, look me right dead in the eye right now. And from your lips to my ears, how much of what you do is science and how much of what you do is guesswork? And they'll tell you it's 90% guesswork.
Well,
so what do you think?
You know, a lot of your medical science is a hypothesis. Some of it's not even been really, you know, tested to the gold standard. It's just, well, let's just go with it. It's a theory. And so is your vaccines. They've never been really proven to give you any kind of immunity. It's a theory.
And it's not a very good theory, is it?
Okay. No, I mean, and I think I mentioned when they went back and looked at the serum from Jenner for the smallpox, they were supposed to find cowpox there, and there wasn't any cowpox at all. It was three strains of smallpox, and they're very virulent strains. So that's what they were, you know, putting into one-year-olds when they were using the smallpox thing.
Brother. Yeah. All right. We're going to open the phone lines and take some calls because everybody wants to talk to Wendy. You know, you're a pretty smart gal, you are. And so...
Oh, I don't know about that, but I just read a lot.
All righty. Well, the phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Phone lines are now open. Now, to get Wendy's marvelous catalog, you want to call 866-229-3663. Again, to get this catalog, folks, believe me, you really seriously you need to have real natural medicines to cure your ailment, real natural medicines, folks, and not drugs, but real natural. You need Apothecary, not Pharmakia. And that number is 866-229-3663, or go to thepowerherbs.com up on the internet, thepowerherbs.com. And so I'm going to go and take Cliff. Cliff, you're in the air.
Yeah, I have a question for Wendy, but I think what's going to happen to Australia, they only have 25 million people. They're all in on the shot. I think when all is said and done, after they're depopulated, which will be quickly, China's going to take over the place, and they'll spread out their population, and they'll probably build, a lot. But, Wendy, I wanted to ask you about a summer thing, which is dehydration. I heard of something where even people that ride on planes, the air that circulates into the planes at that altitude is four times drier than the Sahara Desert. And, you know, they say if you want to fight to drink 8 ounces of fluid per hour, then you've got alcohol, you've got caffeine that contributes to dehydration.
Right.
No doubt. Yeah. What would you say about the whole issue of dehydration? And my other question would just be on the, it would be on dandelion. I had just read the Wikipedia entry, and they said that the Mayflower carried that over for medicinal purposes.
Wow. I didn't hear about that. That's interesting on the dandelion. Wouldn't surprise me. Dandelion grows in every climate zone except the Arctic zones. So it'll grow in all the other ones, though.
Yeah, well, the dehydration, though, what would you suggest for someone to be careful about?
Right. Well, water and salt in the system counter-regulate, so you don't get dehydrated and you don't get edema or fluid retention. So without the proper salts or electrolytes, you will get dehydrated, and then when you contribute to your dehydration with caffeines, like you were mentioning, you'll further exacerbate that. So I tell people there's a difference in salt. There's a whole food salt that has 84 microminerals in it, and then there's the processed stuff sold in most stores. Your whole food salt is going to be a light gray color. It's not going to be white. Salt that's white, processed, and it's been stripped of the nutrition. So sun-dried salt is what I use. It comes from France, called Celtic salt. Very different than Himalayan salt, which is a mine salt. So I don't use mine salts. They tend to have shale in with them, and that can clog your teeth, so I don't use those. So an ocean salt is really closest to our chemistry, so I would use that. When they analyze the amniotic fluid babies float in, it's it's identical to ocean water. So we need to put those electrolytes back in. Also helps the nervous system. Salts will also help strengthen cell walls and keep arteries and veins flexible so they don't get stiff and rigid. So you're less likely to have plaque buildup. So we've gotten away from a lot of the basics, and really sad because even farmer salt licks out in the field for animals, we're just using the wrong salt.
Oh, so the salt licks help the animals and the heat, maybe.
Yep, exactly.
All right, very good. Well, thanks,
okay, thanks
Cliff.
Wendy. All right,
we'll be back right after this. Don't go away. More to come.
I feel so certain about this faith of mine. I'm hanging in there, doing fine. King Jesus is a friend of mine. I'm blessed by you. Saving babies, teaching sinners. Hell's for losers, heaven's for winners. This work is not for beginners. I am blessed by you. I'm coming home someday. Heaven's my way. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints all stay and little children play, I'm blessed by you. Where the saints of old walk on streets of gold, I know that I will see that heavenly prize. It's no surprise how happy I'll be. Family again, gonna be with long lost friends. Maybe soon, I don't know when. I'm blessed by you. Gaining treasures, preaching sinners. Hell's for losers, heaven's for winners. This world is not for by you. I'm coming home someday. Heaven's my way. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints all stay and little children play, I'm blessed by you. Where the saints of old walk on streets of gold, my mansion on high, through glorified eyes, how happy I'll be.
You, but that guy can sing, can he, Wendy? Anyhow, we're back. Hey, Wendy.
I know. You got that voice, huh?
Yeah, I do. Anyhow, I told McTernan how that was one of your favorite songs. And
it is. It just cracked me up a little bit. You know, I see the humor in it. You've got that dry sense of humor.
Yeah.
You know, heaven's for winners and hell's for losers.
Yeah. Well, you know, some people call it dry sense, others call it weird. But
that is.
Anyhow, I have fun when we're turning because he can't sing. There you go. All right, about a month ago, well, we announced twice that Joe Obama was selling our energy, you know, and he was selling our emergency oil reserves to Europe and to China. Now, it was a month ago we were telling you, this guy's doing it. You remember when he brought out our oil reserves to lower the prices down? And everybody thought that was just to lower our price. He's not. That's our emergency, Wendy. Our oil supplies that we have, and he's selling it to China. Now, here, we told you back in about 2019 that, you know, the time before the election fraud of 2020 election, that China, that the leaders in China were bragging that they owned Joe Biden. They were bragging, we own him. And they were, you know, I remember listening to him speaking to this huge, huge crowd of college kids, okay? Well, you know, we were way on top of that. We were telling people about that. And here, tonight, Tucker Carlson, bless his heart, came out and he repeated all of the stuff that we've been telling people out there. So little by little, you know, it's getting out. We're reaching the people, and more people like Alex Jones and the others are coming out, and there's more of us, so we're getting the message out more and more. Now, Wendy, what they're doing, and they're trying to destroy our military. They are destroying our military. They're making it weaker every day. Austin... And when you take a look at Milley, the word is that come November, and this is what is the chatter that's out there, and this is being said by people that are in the know. A lot of high-ranking former military officers are repeating what is that that Milley, Austin Milley, and Biden will be willing to surrender. In other words, saying, look, we cannot win a war with China. We can't win a war with China. And they were willing to surrender our sovereignty before going to war. In other words, we're being sold out by the day. And so we really need to pray to Almighty God. And a lot of people say, well, I don't think that, could that really happen? Yeah, it could. Look at what's happening right now. Look at the things that's happening around you. The enemy is not only amongst us. The enemy is they've got us surrounded in a sense. The fake news media, all the fake news media, now China and all of them with what they call the big corporations have all formed this antichrist. It's an antichrist satanic world, and again, all of these things are happening. That we're going to be bringing you some other stuff too. That is happening that a lot of people don't realize. So we got to kind of bring it in small doses because there's the things that's going on are never happened before. It's very strange, but it's a sure sign of returning to what happened in Genesis chapter 6. But that's for another story. Right now, let's go to who do we have out there in New Jersey?
Bob in New Jersey.
Hey, Bob. Bob in New Jersey, you're in the air.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
I'm okay, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Pastor. I have a couple of quick questions. I got the Johnson & Johnson shot in April, 15 months ago, April of 2021. I wanted to know, does that also change your DNA? And since it was 15 months ago, do I still have worried about anything? And then my second question is, does anyone know a cure for Lyme disease? I've had Lyme disease for 35 years,
I'll let Wendy answer both of those. That's in her category.
So, your mRNA vaccines do influence your DNA. So yes to that first question.
I got Johnson & Johnson, though. That's not mRNA.
Oh, okay. So, but you did get an artificial infection. So, artificial infections do influence your antibody count. So, you will have issues, especially it'll probably exacerbate your lung condition. Is it COPD?
No. I have Lyme disease.
Oh, I'm sorry. Lyme disease. Yeah, Lyme's disease is a sticky, you know, it's really tough to get that one. It's a bacterial infection. So if the COVID serum is affecting the thymus gland like we think, so your immune system is not going to be working as well, and that Lyme's disease may get worse.
Oh, okay. Did Johnson & Johnson also change your DNA?
Well, if it's an mRNA vaccine, it's designed to edit your...
The Johnson & Johnson is not an mRNA vaccine.
Yeah, I haven't heard, with Wendy, with all of these, I haven't heard about those, those strange blood things. But with the blood clots, with the Johnson & Johnson, what we have seen... For example, I had some prison inmates who we told do not. They were offered extra food, and $10 to take the kill shots. And I told them don't do it. But they did, and it was the Johnson & Johnson. And 2 days after the shot, they were dead.
Yeah. So yeah, the Johnson & Johnson's not like the Pfizer. So it is not an mRNA. It's usually going along the line of a regular vaccine. They call it a disabled endovirus inside that one. So
yes.
Typically that could be a dead virus. Here's the thing, though, I want people to think about. When they start talking to you about attenuated viruses that are supposedly dead or weakened, the dead ones, your immune system is taught to go after live threats, not dead ones. So if it's dead, the immune system thinks it's not a threat. So you don't create an antibody.
Right. I didn't find your show, Pastor, until a few months after I got the shot. If I had been listening to you, I wouldn't have gotten it. But 15 months have passed. You think I'm in the clear now, or will I still have to be worried in the future?
I don't know, but I do know that you ought to give Wendy a call off the air. There are things that people are doing to undo these vaxes that they have there, and I know that Dr. Glidden also talks about it. Sherry Tenpenny is another one that can help you reverse it. There are reversals, okay? In fact, we have Elaine, Nurse O'Connell, who sits in with us. She also can tell you how to reverse that. Maybe it can't be completely, but it can be in large part reversed. And so you should call Wendy off the air at 866-229-3663. When she needs more information, and she could, I think, help you out there.
Okay. And I guess none of you know a cure for persistent Lyme disease, it sounds like.
Not right now. It's kind of a sticky wicket. We have some people that, use the natural therapies, and it lessens their symptoms of Lyme's, but they tend to still have Lyme's.
Okay. All right. Well,
let me ask you there. What causes that? Do you know what causes that, Bob?
It's a tick bite.
Okay.
It's called the spirochete. It's a corkscrew-shaped bacteria.
Right.
And you get it, and you get it from a tick bite. Yeah.
Okay. Is that also called something the deer?
Yeah. Deer ticks tend to have them. Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, we'll tomorrow morning we'll keep you in prayer. I'll put you on a list tomorrow morning. We're going to be meeting, as we always do, every Thursday at Doers of the Word Church at 9 o'clock at 14781 Sperry Road. And we're normally in prayer for about 3 hours. And so we will keep you in prayer for that Lyme disease.
Okay. Hey, could you pray for my mother, too, while you're at it? She needs
yeah,
prayer.
What's her name?
Her name is Nancy.
Nancy? What does she need prayer for?
She had a pulmonary embolism about 5 years ago, and she never really bounced back from it. She's having trouble getting around, and her circulation got messed up a little bit.
All right, Bob and Nancy, we'll hold the two of you up in prayer.
Thank you very much, Pastor, and thank you, Wendy.
You're welcome.
All right. Yeah, now would be the time, folks, out there to, I would really, really, in fact, I've done it. You know, I've got a big supply, a big stock of Wendy's medicines here, and I would definitely get the catalog. Times are coming, and you want natural medicine to try to cure the ailment, the disease, not drugs, not pharmacia. And so you can call Wendy at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Or you go up on the internet to thepowerherbs.com. And I would definitely get the catalog. And her products are really top-notch products. Because Wendy's a top-notch natural woman. Right?
Thank you, Pastor. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, I appreciate you, too. And we've been, how long have we been, I can't remember how long it's been, but.
I would say 2003. We met in 2003. Yeah.
Wow. Time sure does fly. And so it's been almost 20 years. And boy, time really has flown. It's moving.
Right.
Let's take one fast call. This is the last call. Barry, you're in the air.
Okay. Yeah, hi.
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to say that I just heard a testimony of someone that was healed with Lyme's disease from ozone therapy. It's a natural therapy, you know, using the gas O3.
Right. So,
you know, maybe that'll be helpful. And if you have any opinion on the antivirals that they give you after you catch COVID, do you have any opinion on that, or are they dangerous like the vaccines?
Well, antivirals, I've read enough reports on them that they tend not to be as effective as they're promoted to be. So,
I see.
And, you know, it's another drug therapy. I research it carefully before you take any.
Right. You know,
they don't know the DNA, though.
Yeah, hydroxychloroquine is really effective for if you get the COVID. And I know that's what, you know, we've got a good supply. What's the other one we use, too, Wendy?
Ivermectin.
Ivermectin, and quercetin. Quercetin, they say, is even proven to be.
Every day. It's a preventative. You know, you can buy that at any health food store.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so, yeah, those are, yeah, it's good to have a good supply of those on hand.
Yep.
And so, all right, well, I thank you. I've got to move on. So, we're at that time, Wendy. You know what time it is? It's time to give an invitation out there. And we've covered a lot. When we get into reality, the greatest source of reality in existence is God's Word, the Bible. It is far, far, far above its, you know, time, ahead of its time. It's an actual living, breathing document. It really is the Word of God, and things that have been in there in the Bible for for millennium, Wendy. But it's been there, and we didn't really see it. And everything is unfolding right now. Everything is folding in place, and we're seeing that timeline. We're seeing these things taking place, and all of these things that are happening now are signs of the Lord's imminent return. And so, folks out there, here's reality. Every one of you listening to me, you're going to die. That's a reality. Number two, when you die, God has said it's appointed to all men once to die, and then the judgment. Now, you're welcome to believe whatever you want, but whenever God says something, folks, you better hang on to it. You better believe it, because God always does exactly what he says. And when that happens, you're either going to end up in heaven or hell. There's no in-between. There's no in-between. That's what God has said. And so here's how you avoid hell. First of all, the Lord Jesus, you know, the Lord Jesus, he took your place upon that cross. And why did he do that? Well, because all men, you know, according to the Word of God, because we are born with a sin nature, and a holy God must punish sin, and the wages of sin is death. But the Lord Jesus Christ died a substitutionary death. He did for us what we could never do for ourselves. He, and he alone, could have done that. Had he not, well, we would not have a very good future. So here's what you do. Jesus said, pray to the Father. Pray to the Father. Ask for forgiveness of your sins. That's called repentance. And then call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and ask him to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without, you know, just completely and totally to be the Lord of your life in everything, at all times, at all places. And then if you do that, without any reservation, if you do that, you will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom, and you will be indwelt with the Holy Spirit. Now, you've got God's word on that. And it doesn't become, there's any more sure than that. All of those things will happen just exactly like he says they will. So do it tonight. Don't run out of tomorrow's tonight. If you haven't done it, do it now, right now. Thanks for being here, Wendy.
And welcome.
Until tomorrow, we say good night. God bless. Let's do it, Wendy. Always, always
keep
fighting
the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.